And it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, the wheel of fortune has turned for Australian sport from that disappointment in Zurich to good news in the cycling.
That's a good call, Fran. The first round of the World Cup track cycling was on in Melbourne last night, and the Australian women, Josie Tomic, Sarah Kent and Kate Bates, were successful in the 3,000 metres team pursuit, beating the Germans in a thrilling final. The result, a particularly uplifting one for Bates, the former world champion in the points race, who spent the last 2 years getting over a disappointing performance at the Beijing Olympics and then a pretty serious hip injury. The second gold medal came in the men's Madison over 40 kilometres, and that went to the reigning world champions Cameron Mayer and Lee Howard. All good stuff for some of the world's best cyclists, including England's Sir Chris Hoy, who was in the winning men's sprint team. They come to Melbourne as part of their preparation for London 2012, the Olympics. To the cricket now, and it was confirmed yesterday that out-of-sorts fast bowler Mitchell Johnson had been dropped from the Australian team for the second Ashes test that starts in a hot Adelaide today. He's to go away and find form and confidence in domestic cricket. Ben Hilfenhaus remains in the 12 that will be reduced to 11 before the start of play today. Now, reading the runes, his knee being up to it, it seems Ryan Harris will play ahead of Hilfy. It doesn't swing that much in Adelaide. Now, both captains, Ricky Ponting and Andrew Strauss, have already declared that if they win the toss, they will bat. Strauss adding he hoped to be able to let off-spinner Graham Swan loose on a crumbling Adelaide Oval wicket late in the match. Now, let's hope the novice curator in Adelaide prepares a wicket that does offer something to the bowlers. Among many things, this Ashes series is charged with keeping Test cricket alive, something no one appeared to have told the curator at the Gabba for the first test. Now, we move from off-spin and off-cutters to those who are going off about Qatar. In soccer, the World Cup is going elsewhere. We all know that by now. Russia in 2018, Qatar in 2022. What that means for the future of the A-League, well, I guess we'll see long-term. Short-term tonight, a bit of a belter. Melbourne victory against Brisbane Roar. The victory is the only team to have beaten the rampant Roar this season. That was early on, and since then, as part of their 14-match unbeaten run, the Roar have also beaten Melbourne and are also closing in on victory's record for most goals per game in a home and away season. So all sorts of bragging rights up for grabs tonight. In golf before yesterday, Matthew Griffin was hardly a household name in his own household, but the young, or young by golfing standards anyway, he's 27, the young Victorian claimed the limelight after the first day of the Australian Open at the Lakes Course in Sydney. Griffin carded 65, 7 under par, a round without a bogey, in fact, to be one stroke ahead of John Senden. Adam Scott, the defending champion, had a bit of a Barry Crocker, 75, 3 over par. Greg Norman was 2 over par, while the other golfer there for decoration, John Daly, had a first round of 69. Two games on in the National Basketball League this evening, Gold Coast against Sydney and Adelaide against Townsville. But before I head off for the weekend, Fran, my allusion yesterday to Dad's Army and the Australian selectors crying out for permission to panic at the cricket a la Corporal Jones inspired this email from a fan of the English cricket team. Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hilditch, if you think we'll not make runs? We are the boys to change your little game. Bollinger, Harris or Johnson will make them all look tame. So who do you think you're kidding, Mr. Hilditch, if you think old England's done? They're a special breed, the Radio Nationalist of Fran. More sport Monday.
They sure are. Competition entry is incredible. Thanks very much, Warwick. It's 25 to 8 on RN Breakfast, and Michelle Grattan's up next.